We're not going to talk very long this morning because we're going to share some soaking music and seek the Lord. Father, we just pray that you prepare us this morning. We can teach so many things. We can talk and share and preach. But God, the end desires that we want to be with you. We just want to come into your presence, experience the reality of your presence and your love. Lord, we pray that you would prepare us in this couple of minutes this morning, that we would all be willing and ready to just want to be with you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. I just got this book by Francis Frangipane. Nobody says it right. He says everybody slaughters his name, so I probably just slaughtered it too. I got two books by him. This one is called And I Will Be Found by You. And I actually had not even read it. After I did my prayer walk this morning and just had the most awesome worship back from, I think it was November of 2013. But anyway, it was our worship team, including Hannah. She was here at the time. And I didn't even hardly pray this morning. I just spent the whole walk just worshiping to that CD. And I kept saying, God, what do you want me to bring this morning? And he was like, you can't bring anything better than to just bring all these people into my presence like this. So that's what I want us to do this morning. And afterwards, I felt like he led me to this little section of this book. So I want to share this. There are certain times when the Lord calls us out of the routine of daily life. There's special seasons where his only command is, seek my face. So the Lord has something precious and vitally important to give us that our familiar patterns of our day cannot accommodate. During these times, people are sometimes delivered of sins that have plagued them for years. Others discover a new depth in their walk with God. This great effectiveness in the ministry and in prayer. Others have these breakthroughs for family and friend. So if you feel like you're already just right there with God, then maybe this morning you want to pray for a breakthrough in someone else that you love. You know, this walking out of the ordinary, when I read that, we come to church and we're also socially integrated that we're supposed to come in and sit down in a pew or a chair and watch whatever the worship team does and listen to what the preacher says and maybe internalize it, take a few notes, go home and try to live it. But why do we have to do it that way? You know, why can't we break the routine? Francis goes on and says, those who understand the ways of God know many of the greatest realities of God that he has for us are just gifts. He has them hidden in his heart. And to get these blessings, we have to seek him. We have to go after the heart of God, find out what's there. You know, we have up on that wall, Hidden Riches of the Secret Place. That's been a favorite portion of scripture of mine, that God would give us these hidden riches of the secret place. But you know where the secret place is? It's right here inside of you, because that's where he is. That's where he is. You have to come where he is. Get right in the very presence of God, in the heart of God, and find out what he has for you. The highest form of seeking God isn't when we come for our personal needs or when we come to pray for others. But there's a time when we just seek God for himself. God, you know, recently we talked about Ephesians 3, where he talked about being filled with the fullness of God. And he told us how to do that. It was by knowing the height and the depth and the width and the length and knowing this great love of Christ was the way to get filled with the fullness of God. Well, there he is right inside of you, everywhere you go. But as long as we just keep doing the same things, we don't enter into that place with him to where we can know the depth of that love of Christ and let it transform our life. We don't want to just be in pursuit of an experience, goosebumps and I fell down and I shook and whatever. We don't want to. We're not after an experience. We're after God. If experiences happen, We don't resist them. But that's not what we're looking for. So how do we enter this place? Francis says that if we study the life of Moses, we will see how he sought God and lived in fellowship with him. Moses is a favorite for me because I didn't go to church. My family didn't talk about God. But when I was 11 or 12, I saw that movie, The Ten Commandments, Hollywood version. I had no idea if they were being scriptural or not. All I knew was this Moses left everything he knew. He turned away. He left his wife, his kids, his job, his security, because he saw that fire on top of that mountain. And he said, that is God, and I am going up there and meet that God. And man, I decided right there at 11 or 12, when I get old enough, I'm going to find out where that mountain is, and I'm going to go up there and meet that God too. I had no idea that it wasn't a certain mountain. I thought I literally had to travel the world and get on that mountain because that's where he was. I was real happy to find out he came where I was. I didn't have to go up the mountain. But the point is, Moses separated himself from the normal, from the routine. When he camped out with all the people, Moses set his tent outside the camp, away from all the distractions. And then when people wanted to seek God, they came outside the camp of normalcy and routine and said, I'm making a time to separate, to do something different, to break the routine of what I always do. Maybe this morning we can break the routine of church. You know, as I thought about this, I'm out walking. I mean, I'm doing my morning walk, and this music and these words, that they're just going into spontaneous worship, and I want to join them. I'm like, God, I got to quit walking. I want to just go lay down somewhere, you know, and just be with you. And he made me keep walking and walking and walking. Then I got, this is a long worship warning. It is long. But when I got to the end of my walking, he said, now go. Now you can go. And man, I laid down on my bed and took in the last of it. And it was like just overwhelmed with the presence of God. It was so awesome. But you know, part of the trick is you can't just listen to it critically. How do they sound? Are they on key? Ooh, somebody just missed a note. Nate, you missed that key on the piano again. And you can't be listening to it saying, well, I don't agree with what they're saying. Why did they say that? I don't know if they live what they're saying. You know, do any of us? We don't, any of us, fully live what we want to live. But I'm saying pray with them. In the beginning, it's just songs. I mean, they're great songs, and they prepare us. But then when those girls start going spontaneous, pray what they're praying. When they're saying, oh, God, I need your mercy, you tell God, I need your mercy, God. When they're saying, I just want to love you, you pray with them. Don't just listen with your ears, but join with that worship. Now, that's a little hard to do if we're being stuffy. But we all worship in different ways, okay? We all worship in a different way. You can sit in your chair. You can relax and just take it in. But do it differently. I mean, just kind of just shut your eyes and pretend there's nobody else in that room. That's really hard to do. Because if God led you to get up and run or dance or crawl or lay on the floor, I'm going to bring pillows, all the pillows we can find. And you can turn a chair around in front of you and put your feet up. You can go lay on the floor in a corner or on the couches. Anything you want to do. I don't care if you just get up and walk around. Just don't bother anybody else. And if you don't really feel like you can take the full length of it, come back over here and drink your coffee and take notes, read your Bible, whatever. But let's keep it quiet for those who are really, really soaking and need longer. I'm a person who needs longer. See, if God's going to get into the depth of me, and oh my gosh, you know, we think we're okay with God. We think we're being obedient. We think we're doing what he wants. And all of a sudden, when you start going, Holy Spirit, search me. Is there something I need forgiveness for? Have I compromised my obedience? Have I not done something you want me to do or put it off? Or God, is there just some little unforgiveness in me? Someone I'm irritated with, I really, you know, it's kind of funny because I choose instantly to forgive people. But that doesn't mean my heart caught up to my decision. And sometimes when I'm saying, God, is there anything blocking you? And he goes, yeah, your heart isn't right toward a certain person. And I go, I forgave them. And he goes, mm-hmm. How come you delete everything they say on Facebook? Oh, because I'm still offended or hurt by them. So sometimes you just got to pray through that. God, I don't want to feel that way. I want to restore my love and compassion and mercy toward them. And let him just work in your heart. Maybe you did the right thing. You chose to forgive. But your heart needs some working of God in it. Maybe there's anger, bitterness, and you're not even aware of it. But let's invite him, because that's where it starts. We have to let him remove everything that's blocking us from his presence. Why? What do you really want? What do you really, really want? A nicer home, a better car, more friends, a better job? What do you really want? I want God. Because everything else just fades in importance. What is your life really about? Let's just seek him with all our heart. I told Harvey the other day, I don't understand why anybody would reject God. He created them. He made them who they are, exactly who they can be when they give their life to him, find their real purpose, have meaning in their life, all the love and healing they crave. And they go, no, not right now. I don't understand that. I'd rather go out and ruin my life my own way. I'd rather go out and choose to do what I want to do, even though it's going to hurt me. Why? Let's just give him everything this morning. And let's throw away the inhibitions. See, I can't do that for you. I can do it for me. God, I choose not to move in pride. God, I choose not to listen to pride. God, I hate selfishness and pride. They rule me so much, and I hate them. I would love to be delivered. God, I don't want to be afraid of what others think. And God, I don't want to be distracted thinking all the time I'm worshiping you, and all of a sudden, I wonder what I'm going to cook for dinner. God, please capture those thoughts and bring them back in captivity. I want to focus on being with you this morning. It's not that I need to learn more or do more. I just want to be in your very presence. And I choose not to carry around guilt and shame. Whatever you uncover, I'm just going to confess it and let you wash it away and let it go. Because my goal, I'm like on a race, and my goal is to remove everything, God. I want you to remove everything so I can get to the goal of just being in your presence more than I've ever been before, that I might know you deeper than I've ever known you this morning. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Deep cries of Before you, for your presence to live in me, I'm desperate for you, I'm desperate for you, so lost without you, and how I need you, every minute, every second, I need your presence to live in me.
You're my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my
touches everything. Jesus, wash me whiter than snow with your blood. Show me in your blood.
There's no one like you.
are flowing, streams of life are flowing. Right now, right here, he's flowing. Come and drink him in. Come and drink him in right now. Come and drink him in right now. There's nothing like him. There's nothing like him. Come and drink him in right now. Let him fill your pain. Let him heal your pain. Let him heal your pain. Let that flowing water heal your pain. Living water flow. Living water flow. Into the pain. Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty? Come and drink of his love. Come and taste and see. Yeah. you start and I end, 'cause we're one.
That is worship. Now, if that was difficult for you, I'm not surprised, because the devil doesn't like us to worship. If it's hard for you to know what to say, like you want to worship, but you don't know what to say, that's why we have all of this on the website, because you can just join in them. They're already caught up in the spirit. All we got to do is just say, take me there, join in, pray with them. Pretty soon you'll be praying on your own, worshiping your own words. But this is what worship is for. Now, that was near an hour of worship. What if you gave God the first hour every day? Even 30 minutes, start where you can. And just worship. Music helps, it really does, because sometimes your mind just won't stay there by yourself. Putting on the music really helps. But what if you gave him 30 minutes, an hour, every day? And you get to go start your day so full of the Holy Spirit that he's going to flow out in everything you say and do. Of course, we trip up in sin and mess it up and have to confess. But what a way to start your day. Don't wait for Sunday to worship. Live in worship. Worship him all day, even when you don't have music. Worship him in your car. Worship him every time you go to the bathroom. Worship him every time you get a minute alone with him. Let's learn to worship, because there's nothing that is going to draw us into God. All the study, all the learning, everything else. Nothing will take you there like worship. And we are transformed as we behold him. You start praising him and worshiping him, he's going to show up. He shows up for that.